I'm back with a brand new series called Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits. Check out Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits on Lifetime every Thursday night. Check your local listings.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Teresa Caputo. You might know me as the Long Island Medium. Why do people call me that? Well, I talk to the dead. My job is to help spirit communicate to their loved ones here in the physical world that they are safe and at peace, and that there is more to life than this. This podcast gives me the opportunity to share my gift with more people than ever before, and to give all of you a better understanding of how I communicate with spirit.
So I find it amazing every time I do a reading, how a soul chooses to come forward, how they choose to acknowledge certain things at first, because the way Tina's mom came through in the first few seconds of her reading, you would think they were thick as thieves, right? And had this amazing relationship. But what a beautiful gift her mom gave her. Even though through the tough times, the times that we wish our loved ones could be there more for us, that they recognize that from the other side. They learn that lesson on how they could have been there for us more. It blows my mind on how spirit gives that gift of healing. And that even though we might have reservations or have some fears of what might or might not happen, spirit always delivers. I hope you all enjoy this week's episode of Hey Spirit.
Did you ever think that you would meet me or even have a reading or even be on Hey Spirit?
No. I wanted to, but I never thought it was real. And so I see your face now and I'm like, I can't stop smiling.
Oh, well, that's amazing. Well, thank you so much for all of your support in the work that I do, because without you, I wouldn't be able to continue to do what I do. So I thank you and I appreciate you very much. And I hope you enjoy the most amazing and beautiful messages from your loved ones over this next few moments. I didn't fully get to the other side. I have no idea who I'm talking to yet, but all I keep hearing is, can you believe how beautiful she is? Do you know how smart she is? She's so beautiful. So I'm going to acknowledge the mom that is departed. So if your mom isn't departed, it could be grandmother, aunt, or someone like a mom to you. Is your mom passed?
Yes, sir.
So know that your mom steps forward first. And did your mom always brag about you?
Yeah.
So it wouldn't be surprising that that would be the first thing before I even knew who I was connecting with. She was bragging about you. Look how beautiful she is. She's so smart. And your mom said, the thing that I love about my daughter is her heart. She has the most beautiful heart. Do you know, I've never said that to someone, I don't think, before. So is that something that your mom would always acknowledge?
My mom, our life was a little bit complicated.
I never said that to someone before. So I find it interesting. And I always find, I think when people come for a reading, they don't know what to expect. Even if they fully believe in what I do, they support what I do. There's that uneasiness of, is my loved one going to come through? What are they going to say? The way that your mom stepped forward with such pride and complimenting and fussing over you the way that she did.
Yeah.
It is a clear sign for me, Tina, that your mom sees things very differently from the other side.
So when that happens, that means that your mother's soul had to relive her life through your eyes to feel what it was like to maybe not have her support or not hear certain things or for her not to agree with some of your choices and or decisions. It validates that she sees things differently from the other side. You have children?
Yes.
Because she told me that you are such an amazing mom. I'm going to say this. She said to me, my daughter is twice the wife and mother that I ever was. This does not mean that your mom was not a good wife or a good mother. Do you understand that, Tina?
Yeah.
What your mom is acknowledging is the woman that you've become and who you are and how she was not able to express that here in the physical world.
Yeah.
Who was the father figure for you that's departed on the other side? If it's not your dad, it would be grandfather.
Biological grandfather is passed. It's my mom's father.
Okay. So know that because he stepped forward and was like, wow, you really hit Tina with a bang. You're really hitting her hard with all this stuff right away. But I feel like it's important because your mom looked at me and she said, you know, Teresa, when you go through things in your life that are tough and hard, and then sometimes you just kind of take it out on others. She says, I'm not making up any excuses. She says, but I see how my actions affected my daughter. And for that, I am sorry. Your mom made me feel like that she kind of kept you at a safe distance as far as maybe emotionally. Is that correct, Tina?
Yes.
But your mom just showed me something, Tina, that I've never seen before. She showed me like, and I'm going to hypothetical this. If you came home and you were like, mom, I want to do this. And your mom be like, you can't do that. You're crazy. Go to your room. And your kids come to you and they're like, mom, I want to do this. I want to do that. And you're like, all right, this is crazy. But you'll set them down and go, you know what, honey, that sounds great, but we're not able to do that today. You know, maybe next week or, you know, maybe one day. Right.
Yeah. Right.
I just said to your mom, I'm like, that is incredible. She says, but this is what I'm talking about, Teresa. She says, I wanted my daughter to know, like, it just wasn't something cliche that I was saying to her. Like, I knew what it was like for me not understanding her or not giving her certain opportunities. Fair enough.
Yeah.
And by saying that you are twice the mom that I was, on how she shows me on how you explain things to your children and how you might not agree with their choices and decisions, but you respect them fully.
Yeah.
She says, and what a beautiful quality. She says, and that's something that she did not get from me. She said, Teresa, this is why I wanted to show you from the very beginning about my daughter's heart. That's the heart that she has. And it's almost like, I don't mean to be so dramatic with this, but when spirit shows me Cinderella, like as, and not to say that that's how your mom treated you, but it's my symbol for of like where things weren't always so quote unquote perfect. Fair enough, Tina?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And where things might've been tough, but yet Cinderella was such a beautiful, caring person. And sweet. And that's how your mom is making me feel like, to use that analogy on how it was with you and her, like how you might not have had that support or felt that support from her, but yet you're able to give that to your children.
It's because you don't want to live that same life.
Yeah, but Tina, many people can't do that.
Yeah.
That's why it's a term called learned behavior, right?
Yeah.
Of where we just repeat certain patterns. Mm-hmm. So now I find it so much more powerful of how your mom came forward. Bam, right out of the gate.
That was her.
Look at how beautiful she was and complimenting you and your beautiful heart. And then she turns it quickly on apologizing to you and acknowledging the beautiful woman you've become and how proud she is of you and that she does know of the children and watches over the family. How do you connect with like wildflowers or like tulips? Do you plant flowers? I don't even know what wild, I don't think I've ever said someone, how do you connect with wildflowers? So is there something that either grows on your property?
We buried part of her remains in a flower bed.
I am not going to get that.
Some of the flowers were gone by the time we put her there, but it was a flower bed originally. And then we used it for kind of a memorial site for her.
And now are there flowers that grow there, quote unquote, wild, or are there flowers that grow that we don't even know what they are or how they started growing?
Well, it's a wild, I don't know. It's like a bushy tree. If you look at it, you would look and think wild because it's just kind of, it's got feathers that come out of the top of it.
So I interpreted it as wildflowers.
Yeah. It's just a flower that's wild looking.
Perfect. How would I know that? Yeah. Where are you from, Tina?
Arkansas.
Okay. Do you know that there are only two states that I haven't been to? Alaska and Arkansas. So I'm coming there soon, but
I tried to see you in Memphis a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, well, I'm going to be in Arkansas soon, in Little Rock, I believe.
Oh, I'll have to look at that.
But how amazing is that? I asked your mom to validate that I was interpreting everything correctly, right? Because I think it's very easy for someone to say, oh, I'm proud of you. I know what a great mom and wife and how smart you are. And I'm so proud of you. And I'm sorry for not giving you the support that you needed or deserved at certain times in your life. And I'm sorry. And I saw how that hurt you. I asked your mom to validate. She shows me these wildflowers. Validating that she supports on how you chose to lay her to rest, but more importantly, that everything that I interpreted was 100% correct.
Yeah.
Your mom made me feel like that you kept certain things of hers and other things you donated. Is that correct?
Oh, I did donate whatever was left in her storage bin. We gave back to the storage and they were going to do with whatever they wanted to with it.
Perfect. I choose sometimes to use the word donate because I think it sounds a little nicer than getting rid of your loved one's belongings.
Yeah. That's what it kind of threw me off. I was like, I didn't donate. Oh, yeah, I guess so.
Well, validating, supporting that decision and not wanting you to feel bad about that or maybe we shouldn't have let go of those certain things. She said you made all of the right choices and decisions at that time. Did you take care of your mom?
Tried. I mean, if that hit, no, she wasn't sick or anything.
Well, your mom said, I want to thank you for taking care of me. So however you can interpret that. And a lot of times that's a way of spirit validating on how you were always there for them. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
And not wanting you to feel that you could have or should have been able to prevent a departure or even to make it a little bit easier for the transition. Fair enough?
Yes.
I feel in this moment, Tina, your mother has just displayed something so incredible. She showed me that she left the physical world in a very non-conventional way. Fair enough?
Yeah.
She says, but I need my daughter to know that my soul is at peace and has found a place with God and is very grateful that I was your mom. She says, I don't think I told you that enough.
Yeah.
I heard, and typically I don't hear things like this, Tina. I heard it's okay to let it out. It's okay to release this emotion, Tina, because it's something, because your mom looked at me and she said to me, she said, Teresa, she says, I don't know how you felt that from me. She says, and my daughter just shoves all this emotion deep down in her soul. She says, my hope for my daughter is that through this session that she's able to release all of this negativity that I have placed on her. And it's almost like, I feel like you're holding your breath and it's almost like it's okay to let it out.
Yeah.
Your mom said, just because we let go of certain things, Tina, does not mean that we are not honoring our loved ones. We're letting go of the things that are holding us back from healing, but more importantly, that hurt us over and over and over. Your mom just looked at me and she has just completely shocked me, because I feel like your mom never expressed anything. She's like, she literally stood in front of me, took a deep breath, and was like, she put on her big girl pants and was like, you know what, Teresa? She says, I am not proud of the choices and decisions that I made in my life. She says, that is what I had to live with.
Yeah.
She says, and because of that, I realized it during my life and I took it out on my daughter. She says, and that was unfair. And for that, I am sorry. Your mom just said to me, she says, you know, my daughter prayed. And again, you're the only one that knows this, Tina. She made me feel like that you prayed that somehow that you would receive a message of love and hope from your mom. And she said she never thought it was going to happen. She said, because my daughter could never count on me, Teresa.
I could count on her just sometimes. When she was there, she was all there.
But when she wasn't, she wasn't. But I love how she kind of took responsibility for that. Do you yeah. understand that? And yes. and I also want you to understand, and for everyone else that might be listening, that spirit makes me feel things to an extreme. So it might not be so maybe dramatic, fair enough, but they have to make me feel that extreme to get me to say it to you. And I feel like for the first time in your mom's life, Tina, she's taking responsibility for her actions. She's taking responsibility for not being there when you needed her to be.
Yeah.
And giving you an explanation on why she was the way that she was at times. Because you never had an answer. You never had any knowing of why she would be like that. Or why she couldn't be there. Fair enough?
Right.
And now she did. Did you save certain blankets or things that maybe that was knitted or crocheted from your mom or from your grandmother? They showed me these blankets and doilies, so I don't know what that is.
When we went to my grandma's, I took a bunch of blankets from her room, but nothing that she personally made herself. And the dolies, maybe from, there was always kind of lace and dolly dresses and stuff.
But there's no way we know about those blankets.
No.
My job is just to make sure that I interpreted the information correctly. Because I could feel how unbelievable this is for you. You know, no one can really see your emotion. No one can see the expression. And how you are trying to breathe in this moment. I can see how difficult, I can feel how difficult it is for you to just breathe through this.
Yeah.
And, you know, I always find it interesting when a soul never wants to talk about the way that they died or how they died. And I have to respect that, because I feel in a way, Tina, that it doesn't matter. And I don't mean to sound cold or rude, but like, does it matter? I mean, at the end of the day, you lost your mom.
Yeah.
Right. Whether you lost her suddenly or you watched her years suffer, you know, you lost your mom that day.
Yeah.
Are you a paralegal?
Yes.
Oh, you are.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it just wasn't that you just, and I don't mean to discount this, but just work in a lawyer's office, you're a paralegal.
Yes. Well, I'm a legal assistant. I don't have the credentials to be a paralegal.
Okay. Were you thinking about going back to schooling or doing something to be a paralegal? I don't even know what that would entail. Well,
that was years ago, but now that was years ago.
Oh, okay. I don't think that's not something common that spirit will have me say to someone.
No. I mean, every day I take a test for the paralegal exam that I've never taken. Like every day there's a question for the paralegal exam that I get sent to my email and it just helps with my job.
Oh.
Yeah.
Something crazy that I would not know about, correct, Tina?
Right, right. Unless you hack my email.
Listen, I can't even get into my own email. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, the technology.
I had trouble getting on the Zoom. So
I'm with you on that one.
So validating that maybe when you're taking that question, your mom's soul is with you at those exact moments. When spirit talks about things that we're doing, things that we've done, validating that they are still with us, that they haven't left us.
Okay.
Do you, because your mom then stepped forward and she says, I want to take responsibility for the separation. So when spirit shows me like East Coast, West Coast, that's my symbol for separation. And the separation could be geographical, communication, emotional, whatever it is. So do you feel that you, if you were there differently, I don't want to say more for your mom wants me to use the word, if you were there differently for your mom, then maybe things wouldn't have ended the way that they did.
If I believed I was there for her more.
Yeah. Or differently. Yes. Okay. She says, absolutely not. She says, I cannot have my choices, my death be on your soul. She says that I cannot live with. So know that whatever it is, Tina, that you carry connected to that, your mom says, I need you to hand back to me all of those emotions. These are not your emotions, your burdens, and more importantly, your choices. They were mine.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Okay, guys, I'm going to throw it back a bit. You know what I don't miss at all? I do not miss that vicious cycle before my period. I would feel like I was going to crawl out of my skin, sometimes the breakouts, and oh my God, can we talk about the cravings? But now, estro control makes it easier to manage PMS. So estro control is a formula developed by Happy Mammoth, a supplement company dedicated to making women's lives easier. The way estro control eases PMS is quite interesting. The ingredients help support the liver, and that's where our hormones get processed, especially estrogen. Estro control was created to help women feel like themselves all throughout the month because PMS can rob them of a week of their lives every single month. And that just isn't fair. Estro control is made specifically for women who are perimenopausal. It is perfect for women that haven't entered menopause yet. In fact, it's amazing for perimenopause when hormones start to fluctuate and PMS can turn into a beast. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code SPIRIT at checkout.
Were you just shopping in like a little boutique or something, or like a little shop?
No, I went to Dollar Tree a couple days ago.
I felt like I was in this little store and I felt like there was a woman in there that I don't know if it was her voice or what she said or how she looked, but it reminded me of my mom. So when you were in that store that day, did something happen where you thought you saw or felt your mom?
I can't recall of what store. I mean, I'm not sure on that one.
Don't be surprised now within the next couple of days, if you're out and about and something happens where you hear someone's voice or something someone would say, or even someone that might've looked like your mom, know that that's her. Because your mom just said to me, because I said to her, I go, why did you show me that symbol? If she's not, she says, Teresa, I show my daughter signs that I'm with her almost every day. She says, but sometimes she has a hard time believing it. So I want my daughter to feel me. I want her to hear me. I want her to see me. Do you question how your mom felt about you?
Just not how she felt about me, just more of our relationship and then not having it now.
Because she says, I don't want to continue to disappoint her. She says, I'm there. She says, but she's not putting it together that it's me. So now I can't wait to hear if you see, I don't care what it is, Tina. I don't care if you're in a store and you hear someone, like for a quick second, you think you hear your mom call your name, or you think you hear her voice, or someone says something the way she would say it, or a saying that she would say, or even you notice someone, you're like, oh my God, that looked exactly like my mom. Know that that is your mom's soul. Know that that is her validating and showing herself to you that she is with you at that exact moment. How do you connect with earrings connected to your mom?
Oh, I have a bunch.
Okay. And is there something with a pearl or something with pearls or like a little pearl with like rhinestones or something?
Well, there's so many of them that I've not even had a chance. And then even before I went through them, I gave them to family members that they got to choose. So I honestly am not completely sure what all she had.
Okay. But the earrings might have a significance.
Okay. I'll go home and look in the jewelry box as soon as I get off with you to see if they're in there.
But the significance also is that she had so many earrings.
Yeah.
It could be just simply as that. And it could also just be as simply as supporting your choices and decisions of quote unquote, letting go, donating, giving people some of her belongings.
Could it be that you just asked me about seeing somebody in a store? Mm-hmm. Could it be a family member? Like a sister?
Look at what I wrote. Do you see what I wrote?
What does it say?
It says sister.
Sister. My sister said she was in Goodwill a few days ago and saw a woman that reminded her of our mom.
Know that that was
no, that was her. I just thought about it. That was probably.
You said, can I ask you a question? And she had me write sister.
Oh my gosh.
That's crazy. Yeah. Amazing crazy.
Yeah.
Validating that that was her.
Yeah.
Knowing, and don't be surprised now if you feel that or you have this experience. I feel like for you, Tina, there's something that I feel like I can breathe a little bit better. Before, I felt like I couldn't breathe. And it was almost this worriness of like, oh my God, is my mom with me? I don't know if she would be with me. I'm not seeing the signs that I thought I would see from her, or I thought I would feel her more, whatever it may be. And what a beautiful validation she's giving you is that she hasn't left you, but more importantly, that the things that you sense and feel and see is her. Your mom talks about her pocketbook. Did you keep her pocketbook or her purse?
Yes. It's in my bedside table.
Again, validating, supporting all of your choices and decisions, and not wanting you to feel that you could have, or that you didn't understand her, or that if you did something different, that the relationship would be different. Do you understand that? Your mom is taking responsibility for that, for her part in that. Did your mom, I don't know what is, do you remember this as a child of your mom, like always like touching your face or just like rubbing your face?
Very lovey-dovey.
I closed my eyes and I opened my eyes and I literally saw her soul touching your face and just like rubbing like your cheek and just like singing to you. So no, your mom says, when you think about our relationship,
over the years. She says, I want you to stop and realize and remember that in this session, I am taking responsibility for my actions and that I am sorry and that I am aware on how my actions hurt you and what it left you with. And for that, I am sorry. She says, and then I want you to replace it with that memory of the way how we were when you were a child.
Yeah.
Your mom looked at me and she said, you know, Teresa, she says, I wish I was as strong as my girls. And I looked at your mom and I said, but look at them. Look at Tina. She is this smart, young, beautiful woman who you told me was such an amazing woman. She had to learn that from somewhere. Your mom says, I just wish I was able to handle my emotions better.
Yes.
She says, I didn't know how. She says, and you know, Teresa, she goes, when you're in that moment, she says, you don't realize what you're doing, what you're saying. She says, and that is what I'm sorry about. Do you have your mom's watch or do you connect with time?
I possibly could have her watch. It would be in the jewelry box. I'm not 100% sure.
Okay. So let me explain to you what that means. So what that means is when spirit shows me a watch, and if you can't connect with the watch, like, oh my God, I have my mom's watch or my mom gave me a watch or whatever it is, mm-hmm. It becomes my symbol for that you connect with time, that you look at the clock or you wake up in the middle of the night and it's the same time. Okay. Know that that is your mom's soul getting you to look at the clock at that moment. That takes a tremendous amount of energy to do something like that.
It's happened so many times that she lived.
So know that that's not a coincidence. Know that that's your
mom. I thought that a couple of times. I was like, this is crazy. I look right down and see 419 on the clock. So,
and I'm going to say this, Tina, it's not a coincidence that you ended up on Hey Spirit.
That's what I said. Oh my gosh.
It's your mom. It's your mom giving you a gift. And your mom made me feel like that right now was the perfect timing that you would be able to use these messages for healing. Because if you heard them say 6 months ago, because your mom made me feel like that you can be as angry as you want at me. Upset. Fair enough, Tina.
Yes.
She says, but I need you to love and honor yourself more than that. And that is what I want your session to be about. I wanted your session today with Teresa to be about you knowing how much I really did love you, how proud I am of you, and that I was sorry. But also that I needed you to love yourself more than any negativity that my death has left you with.
Yeah.
Did you write something or did you write like a eulogy or write something that you spoke about for your mom after she passed?
For her 1 year death anniversary, where we put her remains, me and my husband and my two kids went out and I prepared something on my phone and like the notepad app. And then I read that.
Perfect.
That was a year after she was gone.
So know that your mom wants to thank you for the amazing and beautiful tribute that you had wrote about her.
I said I was going to send that notepad now thing to my sister. I'd never shared it with anybody. And so it was just something that you mentioned.
So nobody even knows about that.
Well, my husband and kids heard me say it reading from my phone, but no one else knew that it's on there.
It's pretty remarkable, right?
Yeah.
Your mom says the reason why, because I keep questioning her about this, the wildflower thing. Like when she was doing the thing with the wildflowers and you'd be like, yeah, the flowers look wild when they bloom. It's like this wife. She said, the reason why that's so significant is because I want you to know that my soul is free. My soul is free. And it's as you watch that, I'm going to refer to it almost like a white willow. You know, blowing in the breeze, she says, that's how I want you to imagine my soul is just free and peaceful. And that was the perfect spot to lay my body to rest. Did you find a card or like a letter or something of something beautiful that your mom had written to you and you didn't even remember that you had it and you just recently came across it, or even if it was something through her belongings that you found?
Well, I found a letter that I had wrote to her, not that she wrote to me, but I forgot that I wrote. I gave her some gems for the kids' birthdays, and I wrote this letter because our relationship was amazing at that point, and I felt like she needed to know that. And so I wrote her this letter explaining to her that I love the person she was becoming and yada, yada, yada. And then she had kept it, and I found it whenever I was going through her stuff, and I forgot I even wrote it. But so I kept it. Now I have it.
She says, and I want you to remember, Tina, that I read that on the daily, and that when you found that letter, my soul was with you at that exact moment. I feel like she led you to that letter because how you found it was kind of unique. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. How would I know that?
Yeah.
That's the amazing work of spirit. That is your mom's soul. And I love how your mom, like, she just took this letter, she looked at me and placed it to her heart and almost like blew you a kiss and turned around and said, I'll see you in your dreams. So I don't dream of my loved ones that have died. So I don't know if you're not dreaming of her. Don't be surprised if now you start having a visitation from your mom.
I've actually wanted that. I wanted her to come back in my dreams. And she hasn't. So now.
Well, I don't think it was a coincidence that she did that with the letter. And then I'll see you in your dreams. I still can't get over on how your mom came through from the first moment she came through. I'm going to say this. I feel proud of you, Tina, for coming and putting aside any fears that you had of your mom not showing up today or not giving you what you needed to hear, because how your mom is making me feel, she exceeded any expectation I think that I or you ever had of her today. And I am so proud of you and her soul for being able to give you that gift. And I want to thank you for trusting me with the soul of your mom to be able to give you the beautiful gifts that she was able to deliver to you today.
Well, thank you so much. Like, you're right and she's right. I have been kind of holding everything back because I have life to live and I have kids to raise and other things to do. And this kind of helps know that she really is okay.
And she needs you to breathe. Yeah. She needs. I feel like you need a good cry. Need a good cry.
Yeah. And she does show me daily. She's there. That was one of the things that I was hoping that she would relay, was one of the ways that she shows me she's there. She leaves vibes everywhere, all the time. And at first I thought it was a prank by my husband and kids. And then now I have over $4 in the 2 years that she's gone. And I laugh with her all the time. And I say, you know, are you trying to make me rich? You know, like, so. I'm really thankful that you took the time out of your day to help little old me. And I really appreciate it.
Well, Tina, I appreciate you. Because without you, I would not be able to continue to do God's work and to do what I was meant to do here in the physical world. So I thank you. And I appreciate you so much.
And I've wanted to have you read me. And now it's just
see that?
Oh my gosh.
See? Miracles do happen.
Yes.
Right?
Thank you so much.
See that? So,
and I know this is going to help my sister and brother too, you know, to be able to hear that mama took responsibility for everything and she loves us and she really is there and she shows us daily.
Yes. Aw. Well, thank you so much, Tina. It was so nice meeting you.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week.
Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
My name is Tina Reniger. I'm from Arkansas. My overall experience was just amazing. I thought I knew what she was about until I actually heard some of the things that she said, that there's no way that she would have known what it was. It was very enlightening. The main one is she called it like a vigil for my mother, like some kind of eulogy for my mother. And the only person that really knew that was me. I mean, my husband and kids knew that I'd said, you know, this paragraph, this writing that I'd done when we did her 1 year death anniversary, but they didn't know that it was still around. They didn't know that I'd wrote it on my phone. They didn't know any of that. So for her to bring that up just kind of cemented the part that there's just things that she knows that no one else does, or that our loved ones know that no one else will know. And then the pearl earrings, she said something about my mom having pearl earrings, and my mom had a lot of jewelry that I went through and gave to different family members before I even was able to look at all of it. But when I got home, as soon as I got home, I opened the box that had her jewelry in it, and staring at me was one set of pearl earrings. And it was crazy because I didn't even know they were there. And then that'd be the first thing that my eyes focus on once I opened the box. It was just kind of like a goosebumps feeling once I got home. And I told my sister about it. So I sent her the picture and she was like, there's the pearl earring. So I keep finding dimes everywhere. Like, they are everywhere. And I would joke every time I saw one, Mama, is this you trying to make me rich? Well, and then Teresa said that my mom leaves signs everywhere. I just don't believe it. And that is so much the truth, because every time I feel like she's right with me, I question it. I believe in spirits because I wanted Teresa to, you know, read me, but it's still just different, you know. And I would find them on my birthday, on dimes on my birthday this past year. That was the same. I was born in 1985. I found a dime on my birthday, which was April 19th, that the year was 1985. And so it was almost like my mom was, you know, leaving me this dime for the year that I was born. I'm just as haunted as I was before I talked to Teresa. It's just now I believe it a little bit more than I did before. Like I don't question the fact that it's her with me. I just say, hey, Mama, what are you doing today? You know, when I see a dime. So before I talked to Teresa, I questioned it a lot. So I want to tell Teresa, thank you so much for the opportunity. Like I said, I've been watching her since she came out on reality TV, since the reading with Teresa. I feel like I could just talk to my mom and things are going to be okay.
Hey guys, if you're loving Hey Spirit and my new series on Lifetime, Teresa Caputo Raising Spirits, you might love my live show, Teresa Caputo Live. Check out my website at teresacaputo.com for tickets and to see if I'm in a city near you.